episode 1778, The Second Yes.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. You made it through another week, and guess what? It is the weekend before Thanksgiving. Can you believe it? Honestly, we are sitting here talking about holidays already. Where has the year gone? Well, take a deep breath. It's all about relationship builders, how to build a strong foundation in your marriage. The second yes. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, most of us are happy to say yes when everything is going well. But what about the second yes? The one where life is not so plainly easy or happy. Happily ever after, the one dream we have when it comes to marriage, the time we look forward to spending the rest of our lives together in love and harmony. But life is never easy. Happiness comes and goes. Real life struggle strikes with a vengeance. Just when you think you have it all put together, everything seems to be falling apart. In life, we have to make hard choices, and we do it every single day. To build a marriage, it requires us to work through the good and the bad times. Who would have thought that saying yes to happily ever after would be the easiest, but the second yes, when life is tough, becomes the hardest? No one tells you how challenging marriage is. Instead, it's the sweet, sparkling proposal, the anticipation of the wedding, the hope of what's to come, the bliss you've created in the dream of happily ever after. But then the ball drops. The clock strikes 12. What you saw as happily ever after is now dull and boring. Fights become a regular conversation. The career demands more time. Bills require your attention. Family planning increases the tension. Why is the first yes easier than the second yes? Or the third, or the fourth, or the 5,000th? What is life without taking a chance or two along the way? Success doesn't come without sacrifice. Marriage requires sacrifice. It requires saying yes when saying no would be the easiest. The second yes might be the hardest yes, yet you have to take a chance on love. That is your kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Take a chance on love. Love is a verb. Love requires action. Love deserves the second yes. How many times have you found yourself thinking, why did I marry this person? What was I thinking? What came over me in the moment? We've all had those thoughts. Be honest with yourself. I've had those thoughts. There are days that I'm like, seriously, this is what my happily ever after is all about? We begin to question our own confident yeses. And when you begin to have question marks in a relationship, what does that do for your heart? The problem is, if you have a question mark in your heart, what does it do with your head? Yeah, you get a little messed up. But you know, anything worth having takes work. Work requires what action? It too is a verb. Love is a verb. It's an action verb. It requires action. Love deserves the second yes, not just the first. Not the one that he got down on one knee and had this beautiful proposal, said everything right. No matter what was going on, nothing was going to go wrong now or into the future. But now is totally different. And you're looking at the mirror and you're going, that person I married? I don't know. The second yes is hard, but I promise you that you have to take a chance on love. And when you do, the second yes is the best. So what does that look like in real life? Well, you have to understand that compromise is a blessing. Look at both sides. When life happens, and boy, does it ever, especially because the holidays are here. Oh yeah, you're probably going to get into some ferocious fights or really heated discussions or disagreements, depending upon how you see it, because you're not always going to agree. Anybody who tells you that, you need to run the other way, because in life, you don't always agree. It doesn't matter if it's about love or if it's about work or if it's about your health. There's always going to be disagreements. So come to a happy medium. What works best at the time? You only can look at the present. You can do your best to look into the future. But ultimately, the decisions that are made together as a unit are done what? In real time. As much as we would like to foresee the future, predict it, we don't have that control. So when you are present in your marriage, you have to understand that compromise is a blessing. It's not about keeping score. It's not about right or wrong. Number two, words echo your heart. Be cautious not to speak out of spite. Your words need to reflect your heart. There's going to be times where there's going to be frustration or misunderstandings. Be careful not to let the head speak before the heart. If you just take a moment or two, sometimes three, you will find peace in the craziness. I know I've shared this story multiple times, and it's more for the children, but I've also used it for the husband. There are times that you just don't know what to say. You don't know how to react. And instead of reacting the way you really shouldn't, you really need to have preparation for a response. I began to realize that I needed a time out. And I can remember when we were living in Nebraska, the children were still very little at the time. And my time out was to go into the garage and just close the door behind me and sit there. Now in Nebraska, if you know anything about Nebraska, they have some cold winters. It can be rough, but luckily we even had a heated garage. So literally year round, I could go and put myself in timeout, and my timeout was the garage. And sometimes if I really needed to close the world out around me for just a minute or two, I would even go sit in the car. Close the door, and I'd be like, okay, double sound barrier. I got this. We need a break sometimes. We need a time out in the moment of craziness, because otherwise, what? It's your head talking. You got to look at the heart too. Words echo your heart. So make room, give yourself space to take time to connect the head and the heart. So compromise is a blessing. Words echo your heart. And number three, say yes when it's easier to say no. Yeah, that yes is a commitment to each other, not a reflection of who's right or wrong. Stop keeping score. As much as I love football, this is not the time to keep score. You're not in a football game. You're not playing basketball. You're not on the ice playing hockey. No, you're talking about marriage, a relationship. There's give and take all the time. So when you say yes, you're giving opportunity to each other. And you've got to learn to work together. When two become one, it requires what? The compromise. It requires words of affection, of love, of forgiveness. And when we say yes, we're not just saying, I'm in it only for me. This is all about me. No, because two are now one. So you have to come together as one. Let the stuff that doesn't matter fall to the wayside. Work on what counts. It's the two of you that count. The stuff of this world, it's going to fade away. Most of the stuff that we fight about really is just wasted air. If we go back and look at it, 2020 hindsight. So be very, very careful as to how you look at your everyday interactions. Now, yes, there are going to be some tougher times. And you taking a chance on love, well, you're going to have to dig a lot deeper. But that's why you want to build a strong foundation. So when those tougher times come, you can manage it a lot better. Love is found in the second yes, the ones that are tough, the ones that challenge your head and your heart. The second yes reveals the richness and depth of the true meaning of love. If you're one who's saying, I don't know, Christiane, you just really don't understand where we are. Actually, I probably do, because I've been through a lot in my very brief years of being married. And I don't consider now almost 27 years of marriage as being very brief. And we dated a lot longer, so it's almost 30 years now together that we've spent. That's a long time. Did I do things right all the time? Ugh, no. Are you kidding me? I was as much of the problem as he was. But he would also say he was as much of the problem as I was. It's a two-way street. We all bring our faults. We all have our downfalls. We're not perfect. But you see, it's coming together and loving each other where we're at and being present in our marriage and working at it. I promise you, it's worth the effort. Now, the holidays are going to bring some stress. I know. Been there, done that. And then at times, I'm still doing that. I don't have it all figured out. I have to rely on a strong foundation that we have built over time. And you can do the same. If you want that within your marriage and you want specific help to your situation, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I want to help you. I have a coaching call, a free gift for you. When you click on that link, a little form will pop up. Fill that out. When you submit it, I get an email and then you will hear back from me. Now, I understand we've got the holidays here. And so you're not going to get immediate response because, yes, my family, yay, is coming into town. We're all going to be together. I'm so excited. And I'm sure I'll have stories to share with you. But understand that you probably will not hear from me for at least a week or so. Now, if you're listening to this when we actually officially publish this episode, if you're listening to it as an archive, well, still reach out to me and you'll definitely hear from me. Life is tough. Marriage is a blessing. We can look at love as I think I should get everything, but really it's what we can give. Marriage, a sacrifice, a gift, a blessing, the second yes. Go out today, give some extra love to the sweetheart you adore, and guess what? It's okay to say I'm sorry. Things will be maybe a little tough around the edges when it comes to the holidays. Maybe you have family coming in. Give a little grace, extra grace for each other during these holiday times. I promise you, you'll get through it. Give an extra squeeze, lots of love. Go out today, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.